Well, what I'd like right now is to have a little bit more of your music. We're going to run out of time here, and you've got some more gems to share.
I think Playground of War. Some of these songs were put together with a dear friend of mine. His name is Adam Cox. I came back to Arkansas this last winter, so weather the winter, and to spend some time with family and to just reflect on everything that had happened last year, returning our medals and so on. And also, I wanted to write an album of music about my wounds. I approached Adam about doing this project and if he wanted to be my songwriting partner for this. And he said yes. He loved the idea. And that was really important to me because what I've discovered as a songwriter is that I do my best work when I'm writing with another person. It's really at least one other person to have the person there to tease information out of me and to vice versa. So I basically was like, there's something that I want to focus on in writing this album, and that is my trip back to Afghanistan. In 2011, I teamed up with a group called Voices for Creative Nonviolence and asked if I could go back to Afghanistan with them to see what the war looked like from the other side of the gun. So they took me back with them, and I was there for about 30 days, and it shattered me as a person. It just ripped me apart in a good way, though. I was very excited and happy for that because what happened was it shattered a lot of perceptions that I had of Afghanistan. And to some degree, I was stuck in the war there. And by going back and not being in the war and objectively looking at the war from the inside of the war, I was able to shatter some of those bad places I had generated inside of me. All of a sudden, I was this shattered person and felt fully empowered to put myself back together however I saw fit. That was a very unique and empowering experience for me. And this song, Playground the War, is about one of the experiences that I had there when I went back. I was working with this group, and we were about midway through the delegation, and they said, Jacob, we want to take you to a landmine museum. At first, I didn't want to go. I had messed with explosives in Afghanistan, and I knew it would be very triggering to be in a room full of unexploded ordnance and things like that, but I went along with it. We walk into this building. It's not that big. It's just tables, basically, in one huge room, cinder block building, with explosives just laying all over the place. And it kind of sucked the breath out of me at first. But it was this real hard-faced Afghan man standing in there when we walked in. He was the only person in there. And he welcomed us to his museum. And he took us around the museum, explaining what parts of the country they pulled these things out of the ground and what some of them are capable of. So he does this with us all through the museum, which basically walking a big circle around the room. We get back to the front door, and he says, I want to ask you all a question. I want to ask you, how many things in this museum do you think were made with the hands of the Afghans? And I knew the answer to that question, but I kept my mouth shut. And he kind of looked at us for a little while. No one was saying anything. And finally, he said, nothing. Not a single thing in this museum was made with the hands of the Afghans. The international community has turned my country into the playground of war. You bring your toys here, and you play, and we suffer. This has been going on for 3 decades. I feel like a refugee in my own country. I can't get out of here. He went on to tell us that his grandfather used to work his fields for potatoes, and they used plows, but now they have to work their fields with metal detectors and wooden sticks, and they search for explosives. He went on to tell me that it would take over 100 years to clear every single landmine out of Afghanistan as a result of the past 3 decades of war. And then he went on to tell us that they put this museum together as a fundraising tool because Afghanistan lacks the infrastructure to pay for prosthetic limbs and to provide for families who lose people who do this work. He told us he did this work at one point in time, and then he helped establish the museum to help take care of the people that he was working with. And then he says, I want to ask you all one more question. Do any of you want to make a donation? I've never seen so many people scrambling for their wallets. It was money just falling on the floor, man. This guy was a good fundraiser and very powerful, very passionate, and the story was just, I'm a hillbilly from Arkansas, okay, and I'm a sucker for a good story. And this guy had an amazing story to tell. So that was the first song that I ever sang trying to channel an Afghan to sing from the perspective of an Afghan. After Adam and I finished the song, I sang it for about 6 hours straight. and I made myself sing it all the way through until I could do it without crying. And I'm telling you, I did that for about 6 hours, and I would break down every time I'd try to sing the song. But by the time I could sing that song, I felt like I owned it. It felt very empowering to be able to do that.
Playground of War.
Working from sun up to sundown, you know. Out in the fields, my father did so. With sweat on the brow, they plowed through the land. Now with tears in my eye, I make my stand. 100 years of backbreaking work. That's what it takes to heal the hurt. Well, they call me a fool, and a fool I must be. But that's what it takes for all to be free. So here I stand in this building so small, a museum of ways to kill us all. And why do you ask, do I risk my life? For my friends, my kids, my wife. Not a single toy in this playground of war was made with the hands of the Afghan so torn. And who did I ask to make this the plan? To make me a refugee in my homeland? Three decades of war we Afghans have had, from the USSR to those American lands. A graveyard of empires we find ourselves in. All chasing the ghost of Bin Laden. Now, with gentle hands and nerves of steel, I dig through the ground so we can all heal. I'm working my fingers straight down to the bone. And a difference I make in this place I call home.
Playground of War by Jacob George, off of his soon-to-be-released album, Soldier's Heart, May 1st, if you're in the vicinity of Fayetteville, Arkansas, you can maybe join him for that. Follow the link from NordenspiritRadio.org. You can find out more about Jacob George and his work, his music, his activism via OperationAware.org. Again, follow the link from NordenspiritRadio.org.